Wisconsin state prisons continued to struggle to fill open positions. Some facilities reported more than 50% of their guard positions vacant last year. Those staffing shortages have led to lockdowns in some facilities, inmate escapes, and working conditions that have made hiring new guards difficult. Mario Coran is a New York Times local investigations fellow reporting with Wisconsin Watch. He's been reporting on the situation at Wisconsin's prisons, and he joins me now with more. Mario, longtime guards said that when they started, being a prison guard was considered a solid, sought-after job. There was good pay, benefits, and a manageable workload. How did all of that change?
Yeah, so as you point out, there have been a number of guards that talked about when they first started, and you know, some of these guards started back in the 90s. They remember having a wait list to become a correctional officer at Green Bay Correctional Facility in particular. So these were good jobs with stable pay, predictable hours, and in interviews with more than about two dozen correctional officers, current and former, a lot had pointed to Act 10 as the start of the moment when things started to really shift.
And for those who don't know, that was the law about a decade ago that sharply limited collective bargaining rights for most public employees.
Correct, yes. And with this sort of turning point, you know, a number of cited guards leaving almost immediately after that went into place. As people left, the work conditions got more difficult. Correctional officers had to pick up the job duties from their colleagues that had left, which meant mandatory overtime, to the point where you'd have to work 16-hour days multiple times a week.
For prisoners, how did conditions change as the number of vacant guard positions went up?
For this story, we took really a 10-year look at this data. And what we saw was that, sure, the shortages, they have been happening for at least 10 years. But we see it becoming really pronounced around the time around the pandemic starting. And when this happened, facilities were locked down during the pandemic. That had a lot to do with hoping to stop the spread of COVID. But many of those facilities remained on lockdown, off and on since then. And what that has meant for prisoners is really a loss of the enrichment opportunities that they have. It's meant the loss of family visits. It's meant the loss of time speaking with loved ones, and really has kept them confined to their cells more often than they used to have.
And what is it like for the remaining guards who are in some cases called upon to essentially do a full staff's worth of work with half the personnel or less?
During that time, I mean, around the pandemic, and as that was being really felt across prisons, guards describe an increasingly difficult situation to manage. We have some anecdotes where guards point out, and correctional officers point out, that at Waupun Prison, the oldest facility in the state, there were nights where a crew of 10 people would have to be responsible for more than 900 prisoners, which raises a host of safety concerns. Should something happen, would there be backup available, and could they respond in time? And so we have really dire pleas for many of the corrections officers during that time, asking for some relief, asking for pay raises that could bring in potentially new recruits.
What has the state done in response, and are those steps going to be enough to fill these vacant jobs and improve conditions inside the correctional facilities?
We do see over the years, there were many opportunities that the state has and state lawmakers had to issue pay raises to at least make them more competitive with other jobs in other sectors. Those opportunities were missed. Last summer, there was a bipartisan movement to agree to these pay raises, and those were approved. And since then, we have really seen a little bit of relief. We've seen the vacancy rates continue to fall, and they've been able to open up some of these prisons that have been on lockdown. But nobody that I've spoken to has really seen this as a one-and-done type of solution. I mean, the pay raises were enough to help in that moment, but they'll likely have to do it again. They'll have to gauge where the rest of the labor market is and be prepared to do a pay raise again should it be needed. But advocates here in Wisconsin say that doesn't go far enough. They see the problem as one of overcrowding and mass incarceration, and they advocate for simply letting low-level offenders out or reconsidering the policies that keep people in prison for longer. And in the words of Gordon Hintz, a former representative from the Oshkosh area, I spoke with him, and one line I remember him speaking to me was that we can't simply pay raise our way out of this problem. We didn't get here overnight, and we're going to have to try to address this over time.
Mario Coran, local investigations fellow for the New York Times, reporting with Wisconsin Watch. Thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me.